Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
They've got really good meat.
They got great meat.
Dirt and Sprague.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Thursday on 105.1 FM. Thank you to everybody that's been tuning in, hanging out, making the switch from 1080 AM. Those on the AM dial still. Shout out to you. Love old-timey radio.
We're still out there, man.
The Odyssey app and YouTube. YouTube.com/1051TheFan. It is a Pate State Thursday, so we'll get to that at 7:40. Your Portland Trailblazers nearly blew it, but they won last night.
God, it was a brutal backdoor cover.
Very bad.
That hurt.
It was one of those
up by 20 in the fourth quarter. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this thing's over.
I was watching it and they went up by 20, and I remember thinking to myself, I'm glad I went on the air and said, I won't know if I'd bet this game. And then I watched the end and it ended at two. It was 2.5 when we closed the show, and I went, I'm glad I said what I said.
Yeah, yeah, I bet the game and I felt pretty damn good for the majority of the night. And then just a slow losing of that lead. But hey, they got the win, that's all that matters.
We got a contract extension in college football.
We do.
I've not heard this on Swag's updates.
No, I don't think the details have been announced yet. I think it's this will get announced today, so we don't know how much it's going to eventually cost them when they have to fire him. Because the last two guys they've given big contract extensions to, they gave a big contract extension and then fired their head coach 3 months later. So we'll have a fun walk down memory lane for that one.
I'm sure you're going to make that fan base feel great about their situation. So we'll get to that news. We'll talk with Josh Pate at 7:40 today, and we'll make our Oregon State, Washington State picks today, or pick as they play.
Yeah, only one game.
We'll start the second hour, though. It's a little bit of a anniversary today, and I was surprised you guys didn't acknowledge the anniversary. It's
I did not bring
one.
You a card today. I forgot my anniversary card. My apologies.
You should. Yeah. Bring it in next week, dude. It's going to be our anniversary next week. It's the anniversary of a week ago today.
Hey.
Chauncey Phillips was arrested by the FBI, and it derailed our entire radio program.
4 hours on one topic. Very rarely have we ever done 4 hours on one topic. But the head coach of the NBA getting arrested by the FBI will lead you to do that. One of the more bonkers days that I will ever remember in my entire, how long my career is going to last in this industry, but that is a day that I will never forget.
It's just a reminder of just like a week ago today, the craziest thing to happen in our sports history in this city happened.
Yes.
The head coach of the basketball team was arrested by the FBI. We had an FBI press conference on our show.
We did. I was talking to some Duck fans down at Onsen on Saturday, and they were stopping by and saying hi. You know, love the show. I always love meeting listeners and stuff. And I heard that joke multiple times of like, man, on Thursday, I thought you guys flipped formats or something, because a lot of people, I think, get into their car right around this time at 7 a.m. You turn on the radio, and it was like, wait, Why am I listening to an FBI press conference right now? Like, if you were not aware of the news at all, totally confused about everything that was going on.
Ramona Shelburne came to town for the Warrior game for the obvious reason of, hey, they have a game and this happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And so she wrote a big piece. It actually came out today because I think they wanted to time it on the week since. And we haven't. The only thing I've learned since a week ago is that Terry Rozier owed the IRS $8 million.
Yes.
So there's one motive for one of the people involved.
Right. Why would you do this? How would you get yourself involved in this? That answers a pretty big question for him.
And I know that Adam Silver is being asked to testify and speak before Congress. I don't know where all that is at right now, but we don't have any new information on this. The Shelburne piece, I read it in my car before I came in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's detailed. No Blazer has talked to him. The coach and Cronin basically said, it's just for legal reasons, best that nobody have communication with him.
I love that Ty Lue's allowed to talk to him, though.
No. That wasn't a league mandate. Joe Cronin and Tiago Splitter
said, it was
Splitter
a team mandate, yeah.
Guys, don't reach out. Because a lot of these players have good relationships with
him.
They do. Matisse talked about in the piece how he's basically helped keep his focus and encouraged him when people doubted him. Jeremy Grant has a great relationship. Drew Holiday talked glowingly about him. Obviously, we know Dame has a good relationship, and so on and so forth. Nobody has talked to him in the team. And so we sit here today knowing no more information about this other than last week to this week. The only thing I'd add is everybody that has talked to him, Larry Brown talked to him, his former coach. Ty Lue grew up with him. He's talked to him. He is the goddaughter of his daughters. The people that have talked to him have basically come out and said, this is not who I know.
That's usually how this stuff works when people get arrested.
Well,
it's usually not something that you see coming.
There's a weird thing in here, too. Shelburne has an associate close to Billups.
Ah.
So I don't know who that is. But an associate close to Billups basically anonymously saying, I didn't even know he gambled. And to that I say, ridiculous.
I mean, it was a charity, or the poker thing he was a headliner at was a big Chauncey Billups poker tournament. Come play poker with Chauncey Billups.
It's one thing to say, I didn't know he sports gambled, or I didn't know he mafiatized. Though that's different.
Yes. Everybody gambles in some way, shape, or form in their life. The vast majority of us will go to a casino and you play roulette, or you play a slot machine, or you put a sports bet down. Like, everybody gambles in some way, shape, or form.
Now, they're 3-1 post a week ago.
They are. Have they gotten better since Chauncey Billups left?
Some are asking.
Many people are asking the question.
And we can talk about the game last night because they almost choked that one away, but they did end up winning it. And that's the most important part of it. But
yes.
I just, you know, a week ago today, this happened, and we haven't had a lot on him specifically.
No, I don't know how much more is even going to come out. You know that the pieces are going to come out where you start talking to people. I do chuckle and roll my eyes a little bit of like, we had no clue. We had no idea. It's like every time something like this happens to that legal precedent, you're not going to get, I totally knew he had mafia ties. I can't believe they finally caught him. Like, that's usually how it works when guys end up getting in trouble.
Yeah, but guys do have double lives, man.
Like, all the time. So I'm saying,
players are genuinely saying, I can't believe this is who he is.
Sure. I understand the shock. I totally understand the shock from their part. But this idea is, if like you would have seen it coming, that's the whole point of the shock. You don't usually see these things coming. The biggest head scratcher for me continues to be, and I understand that there's not anything that they can say of substance because they can't touch on anything in the ongoing case and they can't give any details and none of that. I still find it interesting that nobody from the organization outside of the head coach in a quick press conference has said a word about this, which, again, I get because there's not a lot that you could say, but like just one quick joint press conference.
Anything satisfy you in that regard?
No, it's not. Nothing would satisfy me. It's more about just like, hey, fans, we know this has been weird. We promise we're still committed to winning. It's the most boilerplate, simple thing possible. But it's very unique and strange that this happened a week ago. The head coach got dragged away in handcuffs by the FBI at 4:00 in the morning. And then they just haven't even acknowledged that it happened outside of, we're not going to comment on this.
He's on administrative leave.
And he's not getting paid. They announced that yesterday. He's not getting paid while he's on administrative leave. I've been thinking about in the last week, think about all like the people behind the scenes that do their like videos and highlights.
Oh, yeah.
And all the team commercials that air, rips it, you know, it's Chauncey Billups with a quote. Like every little detail that you had to then kind of go in and remove him from. Like, I can't even imagine what their last week has been like.
Yeah, he has a commercial that airs during the game about parks for disabled kids. I haven't seen that.
You ain't airing that anymore.
You got to kind of pull that stuff. We didn't talk about the Friday game much because then the Oregon game happened.
Right.
And football.
Well, and then they played again on Sunday. So they did a Friday-Sunday thing.
The Friday game I watched from the very beginning of the pregame all the way. I wanted to see how they were going to handle it on the broadcast because that's never an easy thing. And
And, you know, for the most part, they did acknowledge it, but they didn't. They kind of just also just, hey, they play the Warriors tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not criticizing that. That's, again, a hard place to be in for the media members.
Not an easy thing to handle.
But I did watch the pregame video, and I don't know because I haven't been to a game. Did they have to edit him out of the pregame video?
They had to have. There's no way he was in. There was no way.
Here's the other awkward part.
He can be in the pregame video.
It was Latin night. So they did, Mace wasn't doing introductions. They had a Spanish-speaking guy do introductions in Spanish.
This guy's showing up. What did I get myself into? What is happening right now?
And they did announce coach. Yeah. I thought they'd avoid the coach thing. They announced Tiago Splitter.
He got a good ovation.
He got a rousing ovation, according to Ramona Shelburne. And I heard it. You could tell that he was being cheered.
Sure.
Just so weird and awkward. And they ended up blowing out the Warriors after like the first quarter. But just a week has passed since this has happened. And we haven't talked much about it, mainly because we just haven't had a lot of information. Like, I don't care to talk about Silver being
You don't just keep subpoenaed. Beating a dead horse. There's no new info, and we just got to wait for the whole legal process to play out. And I think the Silver subpoena came from the idea. There was I think it was Windhorse that put out last week. Now, maybe I'm wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure Windhorse said it, where the NBA knew about Terry Rozier's betting stuff, and they let him continue to play.
Yeah, well, Silver talked about this in Prime, and I actually found myself going, yeah, that's a good point. They can investigate. And yeah, they can look up stuff of people's past. They cannot have subpoenas to get text messages and stuff. Like, they don't, he said they don't have that power. That's federal government power. That's different.
Sure.
So you can question that. I thought his answer was good, but maybe I'll be proven wrong and we'll find out they can, and they chose not to.
Yeah.
But either way, like, that stuff will sort itself out.
Yeah, it'll all play itself out.
The odd part is her in the story saying that his office has just been closed.
It's not even...
The door's shut. She's like, there's not police tape. The doors just remain shut.
That's so weird. It is so weird. How long do you let it just stay like that? Do you ever let Tiago move in?
I don't know, man. I think it's very... The whole thing has got to be odd, and I commend the leadership. I commend the Dames, the Drews.
Yeah, they've been
the Jeremys,
awesome.
The Tiagos. Like, I don't know. All of it has to be really good internally, I think, for them. And I know athletes don't operate the same way we do and absorb all the same stuff. But, like, to still go out there and, yeah, they beat the Jazz are not very good. And the Lakers team was beat to all hell. But to beat the Warriors in the first game.
Mm-hmm. And they were in that Clipper game. I mean, they were right there with
that Clipper game.
Yeah, you would have thought at some point they just get housed.
Lay an egg.
Their heads are somewhere else.
They're three and one. So
just had a 2-1 road trip where you play two LA teams in Salt Lake City. At the end of it, like, yeah, it hasn't. Nothing has cratered, and nothing about the expectations have changed. Which I don't know if that says more about just the state of coaching in the NBA. If it says more about Tiago Splitter and Chauncey Billups, I don't know. But the expectations are still there. They got Denver coming to town tomorrow night. I'm hoping Jokic plays.
That's a big one, man.
Because that's a fun game to, like, hey, can you take down one of these bigger teams in the Western Conference with an MVP candidate? Are you capable of taking a team like that down? So I'm going to keep going business as usual. It's been very weird to not say much, but to your point, like, there's just nothing new. When does the legal, when
November
is he gotta
24th
is when he's got to be in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So we're still,
that's what's scheduled. We'll see if it gets,
we're a month away from
whatever.
That. Yeah. Maybe it gets delayed. Maybe there's a plea deal at some point, but we're still a month away from even more information coming out, and it's just going to kind of hang over him. But credit to the staff, the coaches, the players, everybody continuing to push forward, and nothing has impacted on the court yet.
We could talk a little bit about last night.
Yeah.
They almost blew that game, but they won it.
Nice to see Shaden get going.
Yeah, Shaden. There's something about Shaden that we need to talk about.
There is.
So we can get to that, and then we talk a little bit about a college football news drop that came right at the start of the show, and then Josh paid at 7:40. So let's do that to kick off our second hour. Dirt and Sprague, hour two rolls on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a Kevin Due Thursday. The Blazers roll on and win. They're 3-2. They beat the Jazz last night. Spread was 2.5. They won 136-134.
That hurt. That was pain.
That was pain, but also pleasure.
Yes.
Despite a bad first quarter start defensively, the Jazz got off to a good start. They also shot a million free throws, I feel like. What was the total here? They shot 49 free throws.
That is way too many free throws, like, for an NBA game.
Investigate that situation.
That should be illegal.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Some of that came at the end, too, because you had like 15 straight seconds of the up by three foul, up by three foul.
Yeah.
The last 15 seconds of that game, I think, took 45 minutes.
It usually does, but...
too many timeouts. Can we cut down on NBA timeouts? That's a takeaway I have every time I watch an NBA game.
They did. They only can carry two into like the last 2 or 3
minutes. You should get one, two a half. That's it.
So they're up big in this game. They're up 20, and the Jazz just explode into the fourth quarter and outscore Portland 36-19 to make this a little closer at the end than most thought it would be after the third quarter. Drew continues to just be stellar. I mean, talk about a good game. 27, 8-5 for them last night.
Made every single one of those free throws down the stretch. He was the guy they kept inbounding it to and fouling him. And when you're playing the free throw game and the foul game, you got to make them. And he made every single one.
He had one. He ended up with four, but he had one really stupid turnover there at the end when Utah was pressing back.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, I think they had two shot clock violations. Denny was good. He had 19, 9-5. Tamani got it going offensively. It's 17, 5, and 4. And Shaden had 18 and 4. The important thing for Shaden, 4 of 8 from 3. So yeah, at least was 50% from the field in that category. Jeremy, again, giving you 18 off of the bench. I guess I'll ask you, what did you like about last night, or what did you notice about last night? Because I have a couple notes that I took down.
I thought Lamar Hurd brought up a good point at the end of the game where he was talking about just the veterans that you have on your roster being able to withstand a moment like that. Like, that thing was slipping away. You had a 20-point lead, and just slowly but surely you're looking up like, wait, now it's down to 15. Now it's down to 12. Now it's down to 10. Now it's down to 9. Now, and it just kept slipping away, and having guys like Jrue Holiday that can handle moments of pressure. And he wasn't perfect the entire fourth quarter, to your point. point. There were some turnovers in there. And offensively, they just got a little clunky. They weren't knocking down some open shots. They missed some opportunities. And Utah just got hot. Like, that's going to happen in an NBA game. But him to be able to withstand that and to kind of steady the ship a little bit and find a way to get a win, it doesn't really matter what the final score is, even though I bet the 2.5 would have been nice if they covered. For them to take the next step, I feel like there's, I don't know how many bad teams that will end up being at the end of the year in the NBA. But I want to say, like, if you just play with intensity and effort, there's like 15 to 20 automatic wins on your schedule with your base level of talent. Like, you're just better than Utah, and you should win this game. There's a handful of teams around the league that if you just bring it, you're going to beat them, whether you have a perfect night or not. Last night was by no means perfect. They gave up 134. They gave up 43 in the first quarter. A lot of that was at the free throw line. But to steady the ship and find a way to not let it slip totally and get a win, I thought was big. And then the other takeaway that I had, outside of Shaden knocking down some threes, which was nice to see, we figured he'd have a game at some point where, all right, the ball starts falling and maybe this gets him rolling back in the right direction. I just continue to go back to the thought about the big offseason trade that took place and how much of an upgrade the new guy has been over the old guy. And it's not even close in my mind. Anfernee Simons was a good scorer, but we always knew about him when he wasn't on offensively. Mm-hmm. There was nothing else that he was doing to impact a basketball game. I don't know how long Drew Holiday can keep this up. I don't know how many more years Drew Holiday can do this for. He's been outstanding for them early and without a doubt a massive upgrade over what they had in Anfernee Simons.
Tiago Splitter gave an update. Shaden Sharp banged up, yeah. It turns out. Here's Tiago Splitter on Shaden.
Yeah, I mean, Shaden had a... You know, great game. It's just moments of the game that you don't feel it. But, you know, he was kind of like limping a little bit, don't feel great. So I just taking care of the minutes a little bit.
Yeah, so we'll see. He played 24 minutes, so that was why he was asked about Shaden. Shaden did have 18, but we'll have to kind of monitor to see if there's
He wasn't in closing time, too. No. So it wasn't like he left the game and didn't come back. He made a nice deflection on one of those final possessions.
You know, there's a couple things here, too. Like, you mentioned... The reality is with this team, and we kind of wondered this, their half-court offense sucks.
Yeah, it's not very good.
It's just not good. If Shaden's going to struggle from the field, especially, like, he's going to be looked to score on a more consistent basis, more efficiently at least, their transition fast break stuff, it's just vital. And I think if they're to get to a higher point than they've gotten in 4 years, it's going to be them dictating things more so than allowing all these teams to put them in half court, because right now their half court offense is terrible.
Yeah,
you don't feel very good about it. Now, what I liked about Splitter, a couple things. I liked that Splitter is willing to roll the dice with lineups that make me go, "What?" I saw Blake Wesley, Wap Reith, Shaden Sharp, Ryan Rupaire lineup out there last night. I'm like, okay,
all right, let's get spicy here.
Chauncey was willing to play young guys as well, but like, I like flexibility, and this is not I'm going off the sample size thing here. I kind of do feel like they've upgraded in coach from certain angles of the game. And so we'll continue following that. And I loved that he just said, you know, I gave Young his 4 minutes. He's not ready.
No.
He should be in the G League. Here you go, Dwop. And he put Reith in there.
When did they make that call full time? When do they just say, you need to go play 20 minutes a night? And just get as
watch
many
for
reps
tomorrow,
as possible.
Because I assume if Young is not called down to the G League, which we haven't had anything, so I assume he's going to be playing tomorrow, it's going to be similar rotations, but I don't expect anything to change for Young because I think a lot of this is overwhelming for him. He is not ready.
Nope.
And tomorrow he faces the real Jokic and the only Jokic. So let's remove the Chinese part of that and just say there's only one Jokic. Okay? Now, that being said, I do love flexibility and willingness to say, this dude is a minus player.
Let's change it up.
Right? In a night where you win, and you did blow a little bit of it, like, for the most part, everybody's a plus player. You have some minuses on the board. I just feel like Young is the most minus of the players.
Yeah, there's not a lot there when he's on the floor. It's just about trying to get his feet wet, but he's going to have to learn on the fly, and that's not easy to do in the NBA.
So, lineup flexibility, I love it. I have loved watching their tempo stuff. I'm like every other Blazer fan out there. I cannot wait to see Scoot with this group.
That's the biggest bummer for me early in the year, man. Him instead of Blake Wesley would be a lot of fun, and especially in the half court. I think he can help tremendously.
And we'll have to kind of wait to see if Shaden doesn't play tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be shocked based on hearing that from Splitter and the way that they do rest in the NBA, but it'd be a bummer because they play Denver. Yeah. And that should be, you know, that looks on paper to be a fun test.
It's a fun little Friday night game at home.
Anything else?
No, win the games you're supposed to win. Yeah. That's how you take the next step as a franchise. That was a game you were supposed to win. You almost blew it, but you didn't. Almost doesn't count, and you got to win, and you're above 500.
Denver tomorrow, Halloween special. Are the Ravens on upset alert for Thursday Night Football, or is Lamar going to right that ship a little bit? We'll get to Thursday Night Football stuff. Some big college football news dropped this morning at the start of our show. We'll talk with Josh Pate coming up at 7:40. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan. Josh Pate joining us soon. You can always count on Josh Pate. You can also always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local game live every Sunday. Starting at $30 for the first year, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. There's college football news to react to.
There is. There's a lot going on in the college football world.
Also, we just found out somebody has an original copy of the Declaration of Independence.
And we'll have to dive through this, yeah.
It's not Nicholas
Cage. It's a draft.
Cage.
It's a draft of the Declaration of Independence that they must have screwed something up, and then they started over again. And so one of the first drafts, somebody bought it, and now it's getting auctioned off. If I gave you $1 billion, how much is that something that you would want to have in your collection to hang up?
No.
See, I would.
No.
I would spend a lot of if I had like NFL owner kind of money, I would spend a lot of money.
You know
that.
What I would buy? Mm. The ridiculous thing that's historical for me, if with $1 billion,
yes.
I would buy a Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton.
You want the skeleton like in your living room when you walk in, or just have would you have like a dinosaur room in your house with random collections of just a T-Rex? That's the only one you want?
The T-Rex.
You don't want a Velociraptor? You don't want a, no.
The movie exaggerates the raptor, actually.
Okay.
The T-Rex? Mm. Accurate.
Yeah.
Except you can't. It sees you if you move. If
you don't move. You want the head to move?
No. You know the movie? It's like, don't move. He can't see if you don't move.
Right.
That's not true.
Oh.
Would have eaten you.
Oh, that's kind of dumb.
They had actually amazing vision. The movie got a lot of stuff wrong on the T-Rex.
Science blows me away. Like, how do we prove that kind of stuff? You know? We just got bones to go off of.
Science, dude.
Yeah.
That's how they prove it.
How do we know how the eyes worked there? How do we know how that eyesight was? I'm calling shenanigans here.
Well, you're an idiot. They're not. So that's how.
Based on a skeleton formation, we could tell his eyes could turn left and right.
Breaking college football news to report. Nebraska has signed Matt Rhule to an extension that will go until 2030. So get out of here, Penn State. Good luck with your search.
Look, there's a lot to unpack here. This is the one thing... And I get it. It's almost like the argument of, do you pay a franchise quarterback that's not a bona fide top five guy? You're like, well, what's the alternative? You just let him walk?
Which quarterback is he? Is he Lawrence? Is he Tua?
There's a little bit more Lawrence and Tua than there is Allen and Lamar right now.
Ah.
This is when teams get into trouble. Like, we talk a lot about these massive buyouts. Jimbo Fisher's initial buyout was not what it was. They gave him an extension at Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
James Franklin's $50 million buyout was not what it was initially. They thought he was going to leave for USC, and they gave him an extension. That's why the buyout was the buyout. They gave Scott Frost an extension and fired him 7 months later. They gave Bill Callahan an extension back in the day at Nebraska, and they fired him 3 months after that. 3 months after they gave him a contract extension, they fired him. Matt Rhule's a good coach. You know I got Nebraska in my DNA, and I will always root for them, especially this weekend when they play USC, unless they're playing my team. I wouldn't have done this. I think he's turned it into a better direction. There is a jury still out on one where their season goes from here. What if they lose to USC this weekend?
They very well could.
Look at the rest of their schedule after that. They've looked terrible for a month.
I mean,
they should have lost to Maryland.
They barely beat last week at Northwestern.
They barely beat Northwestern. They got smoked by Minnesota. Like, this has not been the season that many people thought. That's kind of been the story in Nebraska football for 15 years. They get USC at home, then they go on the road to UCLA. That's not a gimme. At Penn State, also not a gimme, as dumb as that sounds, and then they get Iowa. They have a legitimate chance to finish 6-6 this year, and you're about to hand them a massive contract extension.
Whether they're 6-6 or 8-4 is a moot point to me. You sound like you think they're operating out of fear and not operating out of they believe.
Yes.
And I think that's where a lot of these programs are finding themselves, is they're operating out of, as you mentioned with the past, fear.
Can't lose our guy. We can't lose our guy. This is the number one thing I would say to Washington. Do not, you can like Jed Fish, you can think the future's bright, you don't want to lose DeMond. I don't blame you for any of that. Do not give him a massive extension yet.
What if he goes 9-3?
At the end of the year, if he wins out and goes 9-3 or just loses the Oregon game in a close one, then it's more understandable for me. But right now, I'm not there yet. It's too early. He's been a coach for a year and a half.
Look, Lanning got he's gotten two extensions. Like, that's what that world is. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not even saying I agree with all of it, but There's guys that don't win national titles that are getting extensions seemingly every year for just being there. Like, yeah. Hey, thanks for still being our coach. Here's another year of extension. And then you find out how much these buyouts are. And
it ends up costing you a lot of money.
Well, it does.
If things go south, which they do.
They do. They happen a lot. And I don't know if this is going to work out for Nebraska, but I also do believe this is them operating out of fear more than it is saying, like, hey, man, you've been stellar. Yeah. And you're like Cignetti.
By all means, dude. Give him the extension. That's fine.
I get it.
Yes, 11-1, about to go undefeated this year. Definitely deserves it.
Let's talk some college football, some coaching stuff, and the sport itself. Josh Pate joins us, Pate State University, next. 105.1, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas, Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach.
Pelican Brewing presents today's Daily Ticker, and Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their five coastal locations: Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, Lincoln City, and the new one, Rockaway Beach. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. It is a Pate State Thursday for us. Josh Pate on Twitter at Josh Pate CFB. Josh Pate's college football show Sundays, Tuesdays, tonight on Thursday.
That's right.
As he gets ready for another glorious weekend of ball, one of the weekends that people are saying, there's no good games. And then we come in Monday and we say, man, there was like seven good games in the world of college football. Follow him on Instagram as well. He's great behind-the-scenes content on his IG page. Good morning, Pate. Let's start with the news that happened at the start of our show. Nebraska giving an extension to Matt Rhule. Is this a we believe in Matt Rhule or we're scared to lose Matt Rhule extension?
Well, it's a I'm still trying to make totally sure that he has signed it extension. It's one of those. Kind of trying to double and triple check. I know they're trying to get that thing over the finish line. The weird part is it quote-unquote broke like three times yesterday, and every time someone close to it told me, no, not yet. Hopefully, but not yet. So, yeah, I think what happened there, if I'm reading between the proper lines, is that job was the Penn State job was probably Matt's to turn down. I don't think it was pursued as aggressively as people thought it would. Maybe by Matt Rhule, maybe by other people inside Matt Rhule's household. I think we know what I'm talking about there. And so sometimes you just don't want to move there. Sometimes you like where you are. And sometimes someone's going to pay you a lot of money to stay. I think more so than anything, the big take-home point with Matt is going to be, yeah, he's going to make more money, but I think they've really pumped a ton more money into NIL. And that's really, I mean, that's going to be the game changer for him. It doesn't matter how long he stays there if he can't get better players there.
Yeah. I mean, he had that in his press conference, too, after the job opened up of like, hey, I'd like to get to this point, the point where we're spending $30 to $40 million on our roster. Why can't we do that at Nebraska? Which was his subtle way of throwing that out into the universe. How would you handle this from an athletic department standpoint? Because we've seen a lot of these that made sense at the time that have gone on to backfire. Like we talk a lot about Jimbo Fisher and his buyout. The buyout came from the extension that he got at A&M. James Franklin and the $50 million. Hey, he's going to go to USC. Give him an extension. Now it's $50 million to get rid of him. We have a Wisconsin fan who's listening to the show chiming in like, we did this with Luke Fickell. Now we can't afford to fire him. Like there's a lot of these that end up in the moment. You're like, well, yeah, you got to lock your guy up. And then 2 months later or 2 years later, it is, God, that ended up being a mistake. They might finish 6-6 this year if they don't beat USC. I know it's a very complicated thing. You don't want to lose your head coach. You want to keep continuity. How would you handle this in an athletic department?
I would have to get really creative. I would have to find a different incentive structure that was still lucrative and attractive enough that I could compete in the market. But to me, we always talk about this stuff in pure upfront dollars and cents. Dollar on the table is a dollar on the table. I mean, I've got donors that own companies. I've got donors that build companies. Some of them are publicly traded. They have stock options they can offer. They got all different sorts of ways that you could bake an incentive into a contract that doesn't involve raw dollars and cents being taken out of the university's athletic fund or tax dollars being involved. And I think for a long time, no one had to explore those routes because it wasn't necessary. Money wasn't really even real in this sport because you weren't paying the players, so there was so much of it. And we've only, just in the past 4 or 5 years, waded into these waters where we have to practice, you know, fiscal responsibility, dirty, dirty words, and most people are not adept in that. So it's kind of trying to learn to drive in Britain. Like we're still learning to drive in the left lane.
Josh Pate, our guest here, Josh Pate College Football Show, every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday on Twitter, at Josh Pate, CFB. I want to ask you one more coaching, you know, open vacancy question, then we can ask your thoughts on Oregon, Wisconsin, because that was a bit of an ugly game. Yesterday, the governor of Louisiana had a press conference. That was wildly fascinating and I would say a little awful. And then obviously Florida doesn't have a president. He's not allowed to operate the guy that was picked for political reasons. And then now you have the AD at Florida and what's that future and Woodward's been neutered. Like I'm kind of curious. I think Florida and LSU on paper are good gigs. Those are gigs that you grew up with. Those were powerhouses for us out here. Even we know those are powerhouses. I also think they're kind of showing themselves a little disorganized and not maybe great environments to work at currently. What are your takeaways from what the governor said and just looking at Florida and LSU aside from name brand recognition and having a history of winning?
Yeah, I got to be real with you guys. I was not totally honest with you last week. When I came on late because the whole Chauncey Billups thing blew up, I was a little aggravated that NBA news on the West Coast had sort of one-upped me. And I took it upon myself. I said, so help me. I will stir the pot in the South. Yes. I will trigger something that I can bring back to Portland and say, you think you got drama? Look at this. I got the governor ripping a head coach out of the AD's hands, but then saying it wasn't me, but then saying it was the Board of Supervisors. And then someone says, well, who appointed the Board of Supervisors? Well, I, the governor, did, but you still can't think I'm complicit in this. All in an accent that you need subtitles to understand. So, yes, that's what's happening down here. This is my world. Welcome to my world now.
It's good to be here.
God, it is absolute madness down there. How many times have you been asked this week about Dan Lanning taking the LSU job?
Oh, a couple. That one's pretty easy to shoot down. Yeah. At that point, I mean, I just shoot straight with people, and then if they want to continue to indulge in fantasy, they can do that. But that's not happening. Yeah. I think everyone out there knows that. Most smart people down here know that. But the LSU job, here's the best way that I could describe it. Now, this floated really well on Birmingham radio this morning. We'll see how it works in Portland. You just got to think back to the most attractive girl you knew growing up. Not middle school or high school, but like, you know, you're in the age range where you're ready to get married. For some of us, that's 21. For some of us, that's 51. But you look at her from a distance and you think to yourself, if I only were with her, everything would be great. And there's a lot of reason to think that. She's beautiful on the surface. You know nothing else about her. Then you get to know her a little bit, and her mom's a disaster. Her family's a disaster. She's got all kinds of different issues in her own life, and it's just a nightmare once you get behind the curtain. Well, that doesn't change the fact that if you marry her, your buddies are not ready to listen to you complain about how tough you have it because they just see the surface. Yeah. So they just see you're with the most beautiful girl they've ever seen. You got no reason to complain. That's how these jobs are down here. LSU is the beautiful girl that everyone thinks they want, and then someone gets attached to it, and they realize there are 37 different issues under the hood here. But you don't get to complain about it. You're just supposed to go in there and win because you've got all these resources. Now, when it's aligned, it's a rocket ship. It's just a freight train moving the same direction. It's not aligned right now. Maybe not forever, but it's not aligned right now. And this is a world of college football in 2025 where it's flattened. The sport is such that you can win a title at Indiana now. So no one is bear crawling over broken glass to these jobs like they used to. So you've really got to display alignment before you're going to get top candidates to consider your job. And that's where I really wonder how this is going to shake out, because not only is it a circus down there right now, but the governor also said, basically, we're not going to traffic in the kind of contracts we used to. Mm-hmm. Well, to get the kind of candidate you want, you're going to have to, because the market hasn't fundamentally changed yet. So if you're not aligned and you're telling the head candidate pool you're not going to get paid that much here in terms of guaranteed buyout, they're not coming. So who are you going to hire? That's where I am right now on that.
Yeah, our producer basically just said that second tier of college football has found Ozempic, so now everybody's kind of hot, and you're not really sure if you can sort out the hot from the hot.
A couple of follow-ups I'm curious on, Payne, on this, and this is impossible to know, but I'm wondering, to your point about all these big openings, and there's so many of them, probably more on the horizon, if we don't get any big names, I guess two-part for you, if we don't get any big names that leave their current jobs, and they end up having to go maybe the coordinator route, that's not the worst thing in the world, right? Dan Lanning is great. Kirby Smart was a coordinator. It works out for a lot of schools. Does that deter more teams in the future from firing their coach? And have we gotten to the point now where there's so many big-time jobs that are open that some of the other ones are now questioning, is now the right time for us to make a move?
I certainly think Auburn is questioning whether they should make a move now. And I was certain they were going to make a move. And they may still make a move, but yeah, Florida State's another one. I don't know if they're going to make a move now. And I think they were very, very resolute in intending to just a few weeks ago. So I think, yeah, there's validity to that. I also think, and this is my personal working theory, I think it may end up being a blessing in disguise for schools like LSU if they can't land their number one candidate because of all the factors in play. Because truth be told, one of the biggest lies out there right now is the candidate pool is small. No, the hot boards that everyone keeps putting on their websites are small. The actual pool of people qualified to win at LSU, if given the proper resources, is pretty expansive. In fact, it's probably more expansive than normal jobs because LSU has better resources to offer. Again, if they're aligned. So So I'll just throw out a random name because I really believe in this guy. So Matt Campbell at Iowa State, as an example, is not going to command top dollar in the market, would probably be able to be gotten at a discount, and it wouldn't light the world on fire. The message boards would probably be 30, 70, 40, 60 against it. But yet Matt Campbell knows how to coach. Matt Campbell knows how to win. Matt Campbell is a really good organization builder. Everyone loves the guy. His players go over the cliff for him. They've kept several big-time players at Iowa State who had bigger offers to go elsewhere. So he's got an established track record of players playing for him at a discount. That's also a money saver. I could see a world where they have to settle, quote-unquote, on someone like that, and it being the best thing to ever happen to LSU football. So I still think this thing has a long way to go, and that goes for Florida, that goes for Penn State. I'm just really interested, like, if all the big fish just decide to stay home, could it be a blessing?
Yeah, my co-host just threw out randomly, what if it's a name we're not even talking about? What if it's a Dabo Swinney just wants to restart out of Clemson? They're not happy with him. He's probably not happy with them, and let's go to LSU or let's go to Florida. Let's just get out and go to a different conference. You know, those are interesting things to think about, too, with the impending coaching cycle that's coming up. We need to ask your thoughts. Now, look, we have people, boots on the ground, that can confirm it was 40-mile-an-hour swirling winds and monsoon rain. It was some of the worst weather Duck fans have seen at Autzen Stadium since 2013 is what people were pointing to. But you look at the score, you rewatch the beginning of the game where you see some sunshine on the field, and you think, what's happening here? I'm curious your thoughts of Oregon's 21-7 victory over a pretty terrible Wisconsin team. It's now setting up an even more interesting game with Iowa next week. Your thoughts on Oregon after seeing them against Wisconsin?
Well, my thoughts are I saw them, period. So I know what happened. My thought is also I don't think most of the country watched the game. And especially when we get down the road a little ways, that score will be missing context. Unless someone, maybe me, is there to point it out. So, the biggest crime was, did Dan wear a cotton hoodie?
He did.
In that rain?
Yeah, that was... No hat, cotton hoodie. That was a hot take, dude. Hot take.
He probably weighed 250 pounds by the time he walked off the field. That's terrible. Terrible decision, man. That's on Kenny Farr. That's on the equipment staff there. That's not even on Dan.
He was asked about it this week. He said I want to feel like I'm in the fight with my players, is what he said.
Buddy, he was in a fight against hypothermia. That's what he was in a fight against. So, look, you win the games and you move on. That's one of the things, when you look at resumes, come playoff selection time, you always got to be careful of that. Because, like, even if you watched that game, you're watching it in the moment. You're saying, wow, this is ugly weather. This is not a standard game. You just kind of throw the stat sheet out the window, just make sure you get a win. But then someone somewhere who is looking to pick apart Oregon's resume on the selection weekend, they'll use that game against them. They'll weaponize that game. And the worst kinds of people are the ones who do it in bad faith because they watched the game, but they're just trusting that everyone else didn't. And they know they can get away with it. Politicians do that all the time. They speak in language they hope you don't understand so they can make a bad faith argument. Well, I think there's a lot of political nature to the way the playoff structure works. I know that shocks everyone, but I think there's a lot of that in play there. So it's important to make sure people know, hey, we played in a tropical storm. Yeah, we didn't hang 45, but Oregon has the benefit of having a bye week, and then they get to go to Iowa and they get to reestablish their identity nationally. You know, they get to remind people a couple of more times, hey, here's who we are. It's not like these G5 teams that get to play one high-profile game, and that's the perception of that team come hell or high water.
We always appreciate having you on a Thursday. Who do you think is better right now, Ole Miss or Oregon?
Oregon, slightly. Okay. I trust the defense. Basically, that's just an internet lag. That's all that was.
That's dial-up. He's got dial-up down there.
Dial-up internet. Paid State University, we love to go to it every Thursday at 7:40. You know he's on every platform. We love to see his beautiful face on ESPN because he's getting up every morning, catches college football show, Josh Pate College Football on YouTube. It is free to subscribe. It helps him and his coworkers. They're on their way to getting 1 million subs. Catch it every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. Follow him on Instagram, Ramen Noodle Express Picks, and behind the scenes every single week at a new game. Thank you so much, Pate. We appreciate having you on. Have a safe weekend, and we'll talk with you next week.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, there we go. Josh Pate College Football Show, every Thursday, 7:40.
Fascinating stuff with those openings, man. Unbelievable jobs, great recruiting platforms, a lot of money, premier conference in college football.
I think Swag is right. I think the tier two and threes.
Yes.
They got Ozempic now, and the cool,
I think a lot of coaches are figuring this out.
Is suddenly hot, and you're like, well, I'd rather have the down-to-earth person who really appreciates me and believes in me versus go to the high-maintenance individual who is going to demand this and this and that, and if it doesn't happen, we're breaking up.
So a lot of coaches that if they go 8-4 or 9-3, it's like, man, that's not great at your current school, but we're not going to fire you. If you go to LSU or Florida and you go 8-4, you're going to get fired.
Yeah, crazy. All right, loaded third hour. We might have a little bit of a follow-up post-game there. We'll get our picks in with Oregon State, Washington State, round one of the Pac-2 championship this year. So that'll be happening. Are we going to have a new quarterback starting for the Beavs?
Who could it be?
Are the Ravens on upset alert against the Dolphins? Not dirt. Dolphin noise? We'll find out. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.